Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
I was transferred to you.
Yes, ma'am, because from my understanding, you're claiming fraud?
Yes.
All right, can you provide your first and last name, please?
Why are you talking so loudly, my God?
Can you
provide Maureen O'Hara.
Thank you. And your address, please?
44 Main Street, Apartment 1, Falls Creek, PA, 15840.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Do you remember doing a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
No.
Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad Pro?
No.
Okay. So what we can do for you is we can proceed with the fraud claim, but we will turn it over to the local police department for them to investigate it a little bit more. Do you wish to proceed?
Yes.
All right. Could you allow me one moment while I fax the information over to the police department, please?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and fax the information over to the police department while they are investigating it. I have issued you a refund for $59.89, which will be back in your account within 5 to 7 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes, you took it out twice. You appear on 2 of my statements.
Yes, so the refunds will be back in your account within 5 to 7 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I should be credited twice.
Yes, ma'am. I've issued you 2 refunds.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.